You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears. We do have Brian, PCT through hiker, back on the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Yes, he is from Ogden, but he hasn't been here for a while. He's been making his way across the mountains in California, Washington. Where are you now?
Right now I'm in Oakland, California.
Wow.
Very random place, but it's just to, I hopped on a flight from Seattle yesterday back to Central California to get some hiking done that I missed in the High Sierra. And I flew to Oakland to see my cousin for a day, and I'll get on a train today to go back to Truckee, California in Lake Tahoe.
Were you at a wedding?
I was at a wedding in May.
Oh, I saw pictures yesterday, and I thought, wow, that dude gets around, cleans up nice. From trail to wedding.
Was that the? I had some sunglasses on. I kind of looked like a rock star. Was that the picture you saw?
There was multiple pictures, by the way. Whoever was posting. Yeah. All the wedding pictures.
Just some late tags or something.
Yeah. So you didn't go to a wedding yesterday, but you were in Seattle. So explain this for those of us who for anyone listening who might be unfamiliar with the thru-hiking rules. In order to claim that you have hiked the entire PCT, you don't have to do it all in one direction or at the same time. Is that correct?
That is very correct, yeah.
You can bounce around a little.
Yeah. By textbook, if you want to say that you've done a through hike, you will need to complete the trail in its entirety in a calendar year. It doesn't matter to you... to them if you flip around or go north or south or whatever you want to do. If you complete the trail in its entirety in a calendar year, you can claim a through hike.
And last time we had you on the show, you had to skip through over the Sierra Nevadas because of snow. How were conditions the last month and a half, 2 months?
So it's been really beautiful. There has been almost no rain. It hasn't rained on me once. It's been really hot, but it's okay. it's been really, really good. I've been hiking really fast, which I'm stoked on, but at the same time, I kind of want to start to slow down. Yeah, it's been really beautiful. Yeah.
And by fast, how many miles a day are you covering?
Lately, it's been anywhere from 25 to almost 40.
Wow.
Ooh. It's been...
Slow that down, boys. Slow that down.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord. In the state of Oregon, the trail is primarily just flat, so you'll just be zoned out and walking all day. I had a 38-mile day in Oregon, so that was pretty fun. I was very tired, and I'm not sure if I will want to do it again, but... Yeah, the hiking has been so great lately.
While you're out there hiking the PCT, I'm sure, you know, you've thought about hiking other trails as well or completing other through hikes. Do you have one in mind?
Yeah, at this point, I'm really addicted to backpacking. I'm really intrigued by it. There's been other trails that have come up, and yeah, I'd really like to do the Continental Divide Trail. Mm. That one sounds really rugged and a lot less people, which I think I would like more than the PCT. And it goes through some of the most beautiful areas of the United States. The Idaho Centennial Trail sounds cool. There's a trail in Sweden called the King's Trail. That would be cool. There's the Greater Patagonian Trail, which is through Patagonia. There's so many trails out there that I need to hike at one point in my life. Yeah.
And we can follow you pretty good because for wherever you're at, you've got awesome service. You've been posting Instagram stories on the daily.
Yeah, that's been really fun.
It's been fun watching them. We can just see like, oh, that's what it's like to through hike. Beautiful scenery.
It, especially in Washington. The state of Washington has just been blowing me away. I mean, no matter where you're at, there's just this vista point of beautiful mountains. Washington is really great.
Yeah.
Okay, so what have you learned this second half of hiking that, because when we first talked to you, you were ditching gear. Have you picked up any more tricks of the trade or any gear tips you want to share?
Yeah, definitely. I think one thing that's been really helping is the way that I pack my pack. In the beginning, I was packing it really poorly. It just wasn't fitting right. And I've definitely gotten it down to a T. I firmly believe that you can do a backpacking trip with a 40-liter pack or less.
Wow.
Yeah. Depends on what you're doing, but I don't think you would ever need like a 70-liter unless you are carrying a lot of stuff. Depends on what you're doing. But anyways, one of the things that I've been doing differently lately is I put my tent poles on the outside of my pack in like the cup holder. That takes up a lot of space inside your pack, and when it's on the outside, you don't have this you have that space to just stuff everything in your pack. So that's really cool. And obviously, I've been putting all the things that I use the least at the very bottom of my pack. So that helps a lot too. Always having your food on the top of your pack is a big one. So you don't have to, there's not just this yard sale every time you stop to to get food out.
Where is that thing? Where is that thing? I knew it was right here.
Yeah, you're just searching everywhere. That's another thing that's been going crazy for me lately is the food. It's the hiker hunger is very, very real lately. It's been going crazy.
So you lost weight too, because you started the hike at what weight, and you're down to what weight now?
Yeah, I started hiking, and I weighed about maybe 190 pounds, something like that. And yeah, I think I'm around 160 now. It's been almost 30 pounds, somewhere around there. But yeah, I feel great. It's the best I've ever felt in my life, that's for sure.
Very nutritious eating.
Yeah, not so much.
Kind of take us through a day of your food, starting sort of sun up to sundown.
Okay. Yeah, that's been
ramen,
really fun.
Ramen.
Yeah. So lately it's been, when I wake up, I'll, for breakfast, usually have a Snickers bar and a granola bar of some sort.
You have coffee on the trail anymore?
I do drink coffee on the trail, but not in the mornings anymore. It's kind of this thing where when you wake up, packing up your stuff is the worst part of the day. So I like to just pack up my stuff and then just get going. Mm-hmm. So I'll usually have coffee around lunchtime, actually. But before lunch, I've usually had about 3 Snickers bars.
You got to get a Snicker sponsorship for this next one. Yeah.
I know. I really need to. And then for lunch, usually tuna creations in a tortilla. That's been really good lately. It's just tuna fish in this
packet.
Yeah, it's really good. And I'll always make coffee for lunch. And then from lunchtime to dinner time, there'll usually be a handful of Snickers bars involved.
I am not kidding you. We got to get you a sponsorship to Snickers. I know they do it for you. I guarantee you they do it for you. That's hilarious.
That's not cheap, man. That's like high-end candy bar right there.
Yeah. And for dinner, usually I'll be eating some sort of rice side, the nor, pasta side, rice side, or some ramen noodle type things. But, you know, something that I have noticed is there's the Mountain House or the Backpacker Pantry meals that you can buy. They are so worth it. They are so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, man, anytime I get one of those things, I treat it like gold. It's
all gourmet cuisine.
Yeah, they really are super good.
So if somebody wanted to send a care package, you like Backpacker Pantry would be the top of your list, right?
Yes,
and Snickers, of course. But yeah.
The Kathmandu curry one is the best one, for sure.
I love it.
Okay, so what's the agenda? Where, you know, you've come back down into Cali. What are you hiking now? What's the plan?
So today I'll get on a train and go to Truckee, California. I'll then resupply and get some new shoes. I need new shoes. I need to talk to you guys about that as well.
Yeah.
But so I'll get everything all set with my bear can and everything, and I'm actually gonna hike southbound from Truckee to a place called Kearsarge Pass. And that's about 368-mile stretch. And it's through the Yosemite, the Sequoia, the Kings Canyon area.
Oh, wow.
Some of the most beautiful parts of the trail.
Yeah.
Which I'm very, very excited about. And, yeah, it should take about 2.5 to 3 weeks, something like that. But I'm really excited to get down there. It's said to be so awesome down there right now. You can fully hike completely alone. There's almost no snow. The lakes are almost warm to swim in. It's going to be a great time.
When do you need to wrap up before you start getting concerned about weather?
That's kind of a toss up in Washington. I'd say you want to be done by the second week of October. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're totally wrapped up. And for me, it's looking like I'll be done the first week of October.
Sweet. So you're on pace.
Yeah. So I think I'm in the clear. I'm expecting to get some weather to finish in Canada, but you know, it's just kind of to be expected. I've been really lucky with no rain or any intense elements this summer, so I'm kind of prepared for it and ready to tough it out.
And you get like a finisher's medal and everything, right, when you walk into Canada?
There's a crowd waiting for you.
Big crowd.
I think there's a band and a parade.
I think there's like a red ribbon that you run through.
There's definitely a ribbon, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, there's going to be a parade. Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
Yeah, we ought to think about that, because really there's going to be like a handful maybe, right? You have family and friends meeting you?
Right. Chase Birch and Cody Lee and Tristan Sadler are talking about coming and getting me in Canada. So that'll be really cool. I hope that they do. But yeah, that should be really fun, because they drove me to Mexico from Ogden for me to start the trail, and it'll be just this full circle event where they come and get me and drive me back to Ogden. So that'll be fun.
I love it. They've been getting out this summer too. While you've been doing your thing, they've certainly been doing theirs in different parts of the world, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know. Tristan's in Australia right now. That he's hanging out with kangaroos. It's crazy.
All right, so you told me you had a story for us that you really wanted to talk a few days ago, and we couldn't make it happen. What was going on?
Well, okay. So.
Is this safe for work?
It's safe.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we're fine one way or the other. We're just checking. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's totally. Yeah, this is. It's a really. It's a good story. At least I think so. I was in Washington hiking a section from White Pass to Snoqualmie Pass. It's about a 100-mile stretch. And before I tell the story, I just want to emphasize on how rugged Washington is on the PCT. There is almost no access to towns. Pretty much none. There's no cell phone service almost ever. The trail is very rocky and roots everywhere. It's really kind of slow moving and very tiresome. The trail is never flat. It's always steep up, steep down, steep up, steep down. So it's really challenging and just very, very remote. So that's been fun. But so this is what happened. I was with a couple friends, and we got over this knoll, and in the distance you could see a forest fire going. And it was growing. It looked like it was a medium size, but you could tell that it was getting larger. But only about a mile away, there was a road called Chinook Pass, which is a road that you can go into Mount Rainier National Park from. So we just kind of brushed it off, didn't really think that the fire would be an issue. So we walked to Chinook Pass, have a little bit of lunch, and then continue hiking north out of Chinook Pass. From Chinook Pass, Snoqualmie would be about 50 miles. And that's the next place to even access any type of civilization. So we said, okay, we're all good. We have enough food. Let's continue on to Snoqualmie Pass. So we started hiking out of Chinook Pass, got to this lake, had a nice swim, and kept hiking north. It got to be, I don't know, it was late. It was like around 7 o'clock at night. Sun was starting to set, and we get to this ridge line where we're even closer to the forest fire. And we say, wow, that's a really big
forest fire. It's getting hot in here, yeah.
It's very close. So we say, okay, what should we do? Should we continue to move? And we looked at the topo map, and we said, yeah, you know what? I think that we're going to go around this fire. It's not going to be an issue. We'll continue hiking. So we continued to hike for about another 2 hours to where there would be a water source and a place for us to camp for the evening. At this point, it was about 8:45 at night. Everyone's really tired. We had just hiked the entire day, and it had been a really hard day with a lot of steep up and down inclines. So we're about a half mile to this water, and we get up over this ridge line. And once we get to this ridge line, the forest fire had grown at a rapid speed. I mean, those things grow so fast. And it was probably within like a half a mile away from us. This forest fire was like burning red embers just right there. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen a forest fire, but when a tree does not just like burn, it explodes.
Whoa.
It just goes boom, and it makes this crazy cracking noise. So it was pretty scary, but this fire was very close to us, and we looked at the map and the trail was going right towards it. So we made a decision, a very fast decision actually. We said, okay, we don't have any water and we can't continue on to this water source, and this we cannot camp here because the fire is right there, and we basically need to run. So at almost 9 o'clock at night, after a full day of hiking, everyone's really tired, we said we need to turn around now and go back to Chinook Pass where there's access to civilization. Because this is kind of like an obvious thing, but as a thru hiker, it's really hard to turn around and hike backwards. So
and how far away was Chinook Pass from where you were?
About 10 miles. It was 10 miles away.
Just another quick 10 miles at the end of the day, uphill. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really rough. In the night, we all turned around, and with no water on us, we turned around and hiked back. That was a really hard decision, but it was definitely the safest choice that we could make. So we turned around, went back to Chinook Pass, camped at the road for the evening, and in the morning, the Forest Service came immediately and closed the trail. And we're like, yeah, definitely you guys should be closing the trail. The trail's on fire.
And like, where were you last night? Yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, exactly. But come to find out that the day and a half prior, we had been actually hiking on the trail, they had already closed it. So we had been walking on the trail that was already closed for a day and a half. So that was kind of a shocker, but
so they don't have a way, maybe, of knowing who's out there in, or like, you know, clearing the trail that they close off.
They have, yeah, you know, they really just
they're just guessing, right? Because you don't check in or anything necessarily, do you? At certain points,
they kind of just close it off, and whoever's out there like needs to figure it out for themselves. But what did happen was anybody who was ahead of us during that day, there had been three forest fires, smaller ones, and they actually all joined into one.
Oh, wow.
It within a matter of hours, and then grew so large and actually crossed over the PCT, and the PCT was on fire, and anybody who was out there, they actually had to evacuate them.
Like helicopter evac?
Yeah, they evacuated them.
Well, you got lucky.
I got very lucky, yeah. And it was a huge eye-opener to how much we're not really in control of what we're walking through. So, yeah.
Yeah, and there's weather that can be scary when you're up high in an altitude. There's animals and something, deadfall. But, you know, to be honest, a lot of times I just don't consider forest fires. But those things can motor, get places very quick.
Very fast, yeah. And you know, the fires in the beginning of the season for the PCT, the issue was the snow in the High Sierra. Mm. But now it's forest fires. I mean, it's crazy how many fires are out there right now. There's almost, I think there's 7 different closures on the PCT. I've been really lucky and been able to hike almost all of these sections that are now closed. So all the hikers who are behind me will not get to hike these sections. And some of them are the most beautiful. But yeah, there's 7 different closures, and the PCTA is suggesting that hikers skip from Etna, California, which is the second to last trail town in Northern California, all the way to Government Camp, Oregon, which is that's like almost an 800-mile stretch that they're suggesting, like, you just might as well not even do it. Just get a ride to Government Camp.
So this is your first time doing a through hike. It's the first time on the PCT, and you can't predict things like forest fires, and you don't necessarily know if the snow is going to be too deep to hike through in the Sierra Nevadas. But that being said, would you take a different approach? Should you do this trail again, or what advice are you giving others who want to put the PCT on their list?
My advice would be, if you want to through hike the PCT, do a section on the PCT, anything like that, if you want to hike on the PCT, regardless of how far you're going, just know that it's just about having fun. It's not about doing the miles or how far you're going or anything like that. It's about going out and enjoying nature and having a good time in the wilderness, because what I've learned this summer is that I am in way less control of the elements and everything around me than I thought that I would be. And there's been so many lessons learned this summer for me that I'm really just not in control, and things are just not really going the way that I envisioned them when I started this hike in April. And my suggestion would just be, make sure that you're doing it for fun and you're up for an adventure, that you're going into things expecting it to not go the way that you planned it. Just go in it for fun and enjoy, just enjoy it. Don't worry about how far you're going in a day or what mile marker you're at. None of that matters. It's about being out there. That would be what I suggest.
And I think, you know, we get that from your Instagram and your stories, because it looks like you're having a blast.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's been really fun. I used to not really like Instagram stories. I used to say, oh, I'll never use the Instagram story thing, but I came to this conclusion that if I can use them to spread humor and to spread having fun, like, why not? I mean, in my day to day with my friends, I feel like I'm always joking around, so why not make other people laugh on Instagram too? And yeah, it's been really fun.
Oh, it's refreshing, because you know, there's a lot of media out there, and so to watch you just having a good time, it's actually really fun and refreshing. How can people follow you? What's your handle?
My handle is it's Bryden Boldy, BrydenBowley, no spaces. That's my Instagram. Yeah, so that'd be really cool if someone came and followed me and followed what I'm doing out here on the PCT.
Send Snickers.
Snickers.
What was the name of that mountain range you went through just a few, was it last week or a week before? It was like, it had a funky name to it, but it was super cool looking.
The Goat Rocks.
Goat Rocks, yeah.
Man.
Where is that? That is amazing.
It definitely is amazing. The Goat Rocks is a section of the PCT, right in like southern Washington. Yeah, you would get there from White Pass, which is, I forget what highway it is, but it's a ski area, and you would just hike up the PCT or other access points. And it is it's probably my favorite part of the PCT so far that I've hiked on. It's unreal. Yeah, it's I don't even know how to explain it.
There's, no, because yeah, I get it. Because all I'm doing is seeing your Instagram pics and stories of it, and I'm like, what is this place? This is insane.
Yeah, it's a serious wonder. I mean, it's just this one pocket of these mountains with glaciers and these high alpine lakes that are just turquoise green, and there's mountain goats, and oh man, it's one of the most phenomenal places I've been. It kind of felt like a little bit of Glacier National Park in Montana all of a sudden decided, like, we're going to go to Washington for a bit, and then they hang out in Washington. Yeah.
That's super cool.
Definitely.
Bryden, I think it's a privilege for me to be able to hear from you and watch you do this. It's been such a treat. So thanks for taking some time out and just chatting with us. Thanks for posting to your Instagram so that we can follow along. It's super inspiring. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me. It's a huge honor. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Todd, you got anything you want to ask, man?
Who's joining in for this next beautiful stretch?
What's that?
I said, who's joining you for this next stretch?
You know, I've actually, so I've made some really close friends along the trail, and it's been so fun to hike with all the friends that I've made, but I actually have decided to hike alone. I told my friends, hey guys, I really want to continue this hike alone and finish it out alone, and they totally understood, so I think I'll be hiking this section completely alone, and then going back to Washington and finishing in Canada alone. So
that kind of leads into a nice little question too, as far as that that comparison with hiking alone, hiking with pals, hiking with new friends. Like, I know, what's your I like hiking alone. There's no question about that. But what's your sort of ideal hiking partner, or what are you preferring over this journey?
You know, I've gotten a little bit of taste of all aspects of, you know, hiking alone or hiking with groups or maybe just hiking with one other. So I've gotten that consistently throughout the entire trail. And, you know, it really depends on what I'm doing. But I think for the most part, I enjoy hiking totally solo. For me, hiking is a way for me to clear my mind or also to think really deeply about ideas or things that have happened in my past or, you know, to work through things. So there's something about being in the wilderness totally alone that really is therapeutic. So that's my ideal hiking, but it's totally different from individual to individual. There's loads of people on the PCT who are, you know, they only hike in groups. They'll only go out with their friends and they'll always be wondering, oh, where's this person? Okay, we're leaving at this time. And then they go in a group, which works for them, but it doesn't work for everybody.
No, yeah. I get that. I absolutely do. Well, then that being said, it's kind of cool that you're finishing this up alone, you know, if that's right. if that's kind of your dream right there. So that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Again, it's Bryden Bowley, BrydenBowley on Instagram. Give Bryden a follow and watch his daily stories, man. You're funny.
Thanks, man.
You just like you're having a good time out there. Can we get you a deal on some hiking shoes, or what do you need out there?
Yeah, that's
unless that's, actually, yeah. I don't think we carry. You were wearing the Merrill something, right?
Yeah, and you know, I was wearing the Merrills.
Okay.
But I've actually switched over to Ultra Trail Runner.
Yeah.
And seriously, it's a whole nother world. It is. If you wanna, yeah, it's a game changer. It's
okay.
It's,
so you were wearing the Merrill, which version?
I was wearing the Merrell Moab.
And you like swore by him, right? You went through two or three pair, right?
That's right. I did swear by him. And, you know, I still would suggest that shoe. It's a great shoe. It's really durable. And it feels good in the toe box. But, you know, switching over to a trail runner, generally a trail runner is just way more light on the foot. So that feels a lot better. And especially when you're walking long distances, a trail runner is just the cushion and the sole that it has. It works so much better for long distances, and I can totally see why it'd be really good for running on trails. But yeah, I don't think I would ever walk long distances in anything other than a trail runner now.
So which Ultra are you wearing?
Right now I'm wearing the Lone Peak 3.5.
Yeah.
It's got the zero drop technology, which is really cool. Really wide toe box, which is really important to me. Yeah, they have been great. And yeah, it's definitely time for a new pair. But at the same time, they're really good.
All right, let me see if we can get you. Let's see if we can help you out with a new pair of Lone Peaks. That's the least we can do.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
I'll text you. I'll keep in contact with you here. I'll find out what we can do tomorrow.
Okay, sweet. Because
it's Labor Day today, so it's kind of a weird day, but yeah.
Yeah, it's Labor Day.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Anything else you want to say before you're off to hike alone for quite a few weeks?
Man, on the spot. Yeah, I think it just goes back to when you asked me what I would suggest for someone who wants to do the PCT or even a backpacking trip of some sort. I just want to say, like, if you're thinking about doing something like that, do it for the love of it. Do it for the experience of being out in nature, in wilderness, and don't worry about, like, the miles or that type of stuff. Just do it for the love of it. Do it for the pure enjoyment. Because that's what I've learned being out here all summer is why am I really doing this? It's because I wanted to be in the wilderness, you know? That's what really matters when you're out here doing something like this.
And you, for someone who might be nervous about if they could make it, you live in Ogden, but you snowboarded. In other words, you didn't really train to go through hiking, right?
Absolutely not. No, I didn't do any training whatsoever. I think the most training I did in Ogden was, let's eat a lot of Lucky Slice, and then we'll go to the PT tomorrow.
Lucky Slice is the key. I love it. Yeah, all right. Hey, be safe out there, Bryden, and keep in touch, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. And thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. Enjoy. Cheers, man.
Yeah, bye, guys.
All right, take care. See you later.
Bye.